Welcome to Expanding Language. Listen as we read a story to you while gradually flipping the words from the language you know to the language you want to learn. Once a word is flipped, it stays flipped, filling up the story with words in your new language. You'll have hints. You'll hear the word in both languages, repeat it twice so that you can practice speaking them. So sit back and relax and let the new words and stories wash over you. We recommend expanding language as a complement to the hard work you're doing in the classroom or online. Expanding language. Learn a new language, one story at a time.
Welcome back to the 39, English to Spanish, Level 1. When last we left Jake, the strange man named Scudder was telling him that he's been investigating the Q virus, which has been causing epidemics in Canada. Scudder feels that it's a virus that is triggered by some kind of marker that changes it from a harmless cold into a deadly disease. When Scudder tells Jake that he's got one of these markers stashed in a remote cabin, Jake wonders if the guy is crazy. Chapter 3. How'd you find all this out? I asked, just trying to calm down. I was up in Canada. I knew the start of it when I was in Russia, where they have the virus. All it takes is one tipo who's sick with something that looks like a cold. Luego, he comes into contact with the marker, the target, and it's all started. I knew who the guys there were. I followed them to Canada, to Toronto. Watched the guy, not sure what the marker was, but obviously he made contact. He shrugged. I'll tell you more later. But they picked up on me in Toronto. I rented a car, drove across the border, down to Boston. I've got business here and hoped I'd lose them, but I didn't. Saw one of them yesterday. He looked scared, just thinking about it. He was completely convincing. I knew they were on to me again. Figured that there was solo one way out. I had to die. If they'd figured I was dead, they'd leave Boston. Let me do what I need to do here. I was planning to ask what he was planning to do in Boston, but held off on the question. How'd you do it? I've got un apartamento. Few blocks up and over, on Beacon Street. Rented for a week, short-term rental, so that I'd been running into the depot, hosting it. Perfect for what I needed, since it has una puerta. Down to the back alley, complete with elevator. I made myself look all messed up earlier. Ran into the guy, acted weird. I got a body, someone my size. Put him in there, added a shattered bottle of whiskey. He didn't look much like me about the face, the jaw. I blew it away with my 9mm after I dressed him up in my pajamas. Entonces, I got out, figuring if someone heard the shot, the cops would come running. They didn't, but they will. Come tomorrow morning when the poor tipo who rented me the place comes to clean up with the next person. Now you know what I know, right? He was nervous as hell as he sat there, looking at me. Blinking and absolutely determined. I was pretty convinced by now. All pretty weird, but I've heard stranger things that were real. Plus, didn't make sense that he'd go to all este work solo to get at me, get in my brother's apartamento. I thought a minute. Okay. Give me your key. I'll go check it out, I said. Make sure this is all okay. Unless you've got someone I can call, someone, maybe, we both know. He shook his head sadly. I figured you'd ask for that, but I don't have it. Left it in the apartamento, next to the bed. Otherwise, how'll they believe me? As for calling someone, misma sort of thing. I want to be left alone to do what I need to do, right now. Then I'll report in. A lone wolf again, looking at me from my... Hermano, sofá. drinking up his cerveza. Anyhow, trust me for the night. Luego, first thing, walk down the block. They'll have found the body. You'll see the scene there. I thought about that for a minute. Okay, for the night, I'll lock you up in the room my hermano given me for a bedroom. But if you're playing some especie of game, you should know that I've got a gun. Okay on that? Because you could leave. Yeah, he said, jumping up. I appreciate this a lot. Maybe you can lend me a razor? I showed him the bedroom and set him up there. Half an hour later, I'd barely recognized him. He was shaved clean. He sorted his hair out, gelled it all up, and even trimmed his eyebrows. More amazing was that gone was the Kentucky accent, replaced by an English one. I couldn't help laughing. I'm Mr. Tom Brown. I'd hardly recognize you as the mismo tipo. Same guy. Mismo tipo. Same guy. No, not Tom Brown anymore, Mr. Dr. Jake Wilson. Here for a medical conference over at Mass General Hospital. I set him up in my bedroom, locked the puerta on him, and set myself up on the sofa. I felt mejor than I'd felt in weeks. Apparently, things did happen here in esta dull, unfriendly city of Boston. I woke up next morning to hear my hermano yelling outside my bedroom. I walked down the hall. He'd come up out of his bedroom, found my puerta locked, and unlocked it, waiting. Dr. Wilson, apparently having failed to notice me on the sofa, either when he'd come in or esta morning. I calmed him down, apologized a lot, and given that he was late for something, I got up mostly easy. Told him that Dr. Wilson was an old friend, that he'd been able to find a hotel and had happened to meet him out last night, offered him some hospitality. Once he'd left, I left Wilson in the apartamento and gone out for a late breakfast. I got it to go and cramped out, leaning against a tree a couple blocks up, somewhere near where Wilson had said they'd find the body. And sure enough, at about 9, the cop cars, blue lights going, went flashing back, then the ambulances. I watched the whole thing, not even conspicuous since the lights and the fact that they'd half closed down Beacon Street had attracted a crowd. At almost 10, they wheeled body out. I went back to the apartamento, found my guest had gone, maybe for good, maybe for lunch, turned on the TV, and learned that there'd be a suicide up on Beacon, victim not identified, pending notification of the next of kin. My guest came back, bringing some cerveza to replace what we'd drunk up. After that, he just hung at the apartamento for 2 días. Watching TV or playing video games or reading. Every so often, he'd retreat into my room and make notes on a small computer he'd gotten himself, tapping away at a tiny little keyboard happily, using it to search the web for something. He seemed to need the rest, and luckily, my hermano was out of town. We switched so that he slept on el sofá. Now. On the 3rd día, he started to seem restless. He watched the news, seemed to listen for small noises in the building, and asked me if I thought my hermano would get curious about who he was, or disbelieve the story. We got takeout, watched the TV, not the news, and a couple of times he got in a pissy mood and apologized for it. I didn't blame him. I figured he was legit and knew he was tired and had probably taken on too much. I wanted to tell him that he ought to argue more with his boss, force them to take what he was telling them more seriously, maybe ask if I could help, but he didn't say anything. He wasn't worried about himself, I could tell that much. He was worried that whatever it was that he was planning, as he worked at that tiny computer he had, he wouldn't be able to pull it off. He was a tough, wiry tipo of guy. Entonces, one night he was all serious, like someone had died, or like there'd been another outbreak, which is what I thought at first. Hey, John, he said, I'd like to fill you in a bit about all this. I hate for someone to have clipped me without someone being able to take on what I've been investigating. Así, he began to tell me in detail what, so far, I'd only gotten bits and pieces of. I didn't pay suficiente attention. I was more interested in his adventures than the complicated forma he planned to get to the bottom, the source of things. Así, a lot of what he said didn't stick in memory. I remember that he felt that the dos outbreaks had been warnings more than anything else. Never mind that they killed hundreds. He felt that the danger of the main attack, if ransom or something wasn't paid, wouldn't start until June, a couple weeks away. He also talked about a black stone in a tipo with a slight lisp, some especie of strange forma of talking. Este was un tipo who scared him, an old man with a young voice who could hood his eyes like a hawk. He talked about death too. He didn't care if he died. He solo wanted to stop the thing, prevent the gran attack if he could. I figure that it's like going to sleep when you're tired out. You wake up to a nice summer dia and the smell of hay coming in through the window. I used to thank God for dia like that back in Kentucky. And I guess I'd thank him again when I wake up on the other side of Jordan. Next dia, he was much more cheerful. He'd gotten a movie to watch, and I let him to go out to dinner with a guy who'd wanted to talk to me about a security job here in the States, in Georgia. I came back to the apartamento. It turned 30. Figured we'd play some Halo or something before going to sleep. I've been going to the back for a cerveza, I remember. I've been surprised not to see him in the living room. Surprised that the apartamento was dark. I wondered if he'd gone out, because he hadn't been on the sofa. Entonces, figured that maybe he was doing some work at the desk in my room. I opened the puerta to the bedroom, turned on the light to silence, the feeling of a room that had been still for a long time. Entonces, I saw something in the far corner that made me drop my cerveza and break out in a cold sweat. My guest was lying, sprawled on his back. There was a long knife through his heart, which skewered him to the floor.
Thanks for listening. If you like this story, tell us through email that you want more English to Indonesian, and whether you like this story best or whether you want more stories like The 39, Little Woman, or Cinder Pup. We will really appreciate your comments and suggestions. Also, tell us if you're ready for level 2, more words in the language you want to learn. Most of all, tell your friends about us. Thank you.